Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The scooters are officially back, and so is the debate. Are these a miracle or a menace? We're taking your calls right now, 252-9233. I'm talking about those green and black scooters and the little electric bikes.
Last year, over 600,000 rides were taken in the city of Rochester on those e-bikes and e-scooters.
That's wild. That is a lot. That's way more than I thought it would be.
Well, I really thought that when you joined mornings last year, that as soon as we hit a commercial break, you were going to be running around on a scooter outside until you had to come back in.
Don't think I haven't thought about bringing it with me, because one of my favorite places to ride it is the canal paths. They're all paved. They're generally flat, generally well-maintained, and zooming down the canal is fun. But now that you mention it.
Should we take bets on how far you can go on your e-scooter? Like, down the Jenny Bridge and back?
During a commercial break?
Yeah, like, I bet you I could go down here and back in 10 minutes.
I don't know. I've just seen people get hit at this intersection on bikes. So remember,
there was a guy that got hit one day when I was leaving, and it wasn't at the bad intersection around the corner.
Up at State Street.
Right outside our studio.
So I think anything that's not a car is probably
that's crazy,
because
this is such a
here.
Quiet neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right.
And people take advantage of it, and they blow through that stop sign all of the time.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that there's this whole thing going on in Pittsford, which I think they met last night to talk about this again, or sometime this week. They want to ban scooters and e-bikes from village sidewalks, which technically, I think it's already banned anyways.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to ride on the sidewalks with something with, especially with a motor on it.
But you got to provide a lane then, because they're obviously in the sidewalk because it's not safe to be in the road.
Well, the village, I wouldn't ride anything through the village. There's so much traffic, and it's so small and confined. You're right. There's no place here. But it's interesting that in the city, I never see anybody on the sidewalks in these scooters or the electric bikes. Ever. Yeah. Ever. They're always
there's
in the middle of the road.
Every morning when I'm driving to work, depending on what time I'm coming in, they are on their bike on the complete opposite side of the road. They're not going with traffic, and they're in the middle of the road on the opposite lane. So I'm coming and I'm like, you're going to hit me.
It's like the exact opposite. It's like Bizarro World between the city and Pittsford.
Yeah, you think? And I've never seen one have their own helmet. Like,
no.
What do they expect people, like, bring your helmet, wear your helmet? I'm like, they go and they rent them and you drive it wherever and leave it. You don't have a helmet with you.
I think in the government's mind, or whoever's renting these things, that it's supposed to be an alternative for people who don't have cars.
Right.
So instead of getting on a bus, you could rent a scooter, which, by the way, we looked up how much it was. It's $1 to unlock. So what, you get an app on your phone and you go up, you boop the little thing and it reads it, and it's $1 to unlock it. And then it's 39 cents a minute. So a 10-minute ride is going to cost you $4 to $5.
It seems like a lot.
Which does seem like a lot.
How far could you get in 10 minutes?
You're only going 20 miles an hour.
Can I rent a U-Haul for $25 a day?
Pretty much. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to WBEE. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome in.
Hi.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming. Does that annoy you, or does that make you feel welcome? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. There are some stores that when you walk in, like Five Below, forever.
Yeah.
From the get-go, you'd walk in and they'd be like, welcome in. Welcome to Five Below. Somebody somewhere.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's used to be a big thing. And you would say it back to them. Welcome to Moe's. And it was kind of fun. And I have noticed this weekend I was down at the ranch. Had to stop into Tractor Supply to get some manly supplies.
Right.
And look, I needed the sticks to cook hot dogs and they didn't have any.
Oh, no. Aren't there sticks in the woods
around your camp? They were all wet. I didn't want a wet stick.
Oh, yeah, very manly.
Can't have a wet stick.
I can't go get a stick.
So I walked into Tractor Supply, and the young lady at the register is like, welcome in. Yeah. I said, oh, thank you. Hi, thank you. Good to be here. And then I noticed she was welcoming everybody in.
Why
I was like,
it
is this
you
new?
Off guard?
I don't think I've ever, I don't recall that ever happening at Tractor Supply.
Do you think it's her or do you think it's like a new policy
I
to
don't
welcome
know.
People in?
She did it for everybody, but she also seemed to be very outward. Hey, how you doing? And everybody who walked up was like, how's your day going? Like, I think she was just a small talker.
Yeah.
That kind of person,
just
which is fine.
A friendly person. But it's not necessarily company policy.
Is this actually them being nice?
Or? Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Or are they playing head games with us? And this is them acknowledging you. I see you. You see me. I'm watching you.
Why are you setting up a conspiracy theory? Oh. Why can't you just think that people are being nice?
Who does anything just to be nice? We're talking about major corporations here.
We're talking about minimum wage workers.
Yes, they're being forced to say all hello right. to you as you walk in the front door.
Forced.
Speaking from experience, yes. as someone who was fired 25 years ago from Blockbuster because I was not saying welcome into Blockbuster. And they were like, we're going to have to let you go.
Yes, that was a thing. Welcome. Every time somebody you walked in the front door, somebody was there to say hello.
I got fired for it.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in college and I didn't feel like welcoming. And I'll tell you what, it got old because people ignored you.
Right.
Welcome into Blockbuster. They just kept walking. They never said thank you or hi or all right. Nothing.
I didn't usually look, just give them a hi back.
Like,
hello.
Like I was invisible. So guess what? I stopped doing it. I stopped because nobody cared. And then all of a sudden, you know.
Could you imagine if this one had that job? You'd be throwing sparkles at them. You'd be, oh my God, you'd be like a cheerleader at the front door. Pom-poms.
I was a great greeter at every retail store I worked at.
Did you do it because you had to or because you wanted to?
Because it's the nice thing to do. Greet people.
She didn't answer my question.
I say hi to everybody I walk by on the street. And you know what? When I don't say hi, nobody else says hi first. So I'm going to be the person that says hi and waves.
Oh, do you make
every
eye
person
contact?
I walk by in the canal, yes.
Oh.
Every person. I'm like a golden retriever. I got to say hi to everybody.
This could be a game changer for the entire planet. Or it could be really, really, really annoying. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 925 WBEE.
There is a company. It's a startup company. It's called Reflect Orbital. And they are seeking right now a federal license to launch up to 4,000 satellites, each equipped with a large reflective mirror to beam sunlight down to specific areas of Earth at night. The company calls this idea, quote, sunlight on demand. This sounds crazy, but this may actually happen. They said it would help solar farms generate power after dark, illuminate disaster zones, extend growing seasons for crops, and even light up outdoor events.
Like, and disrupt all of our sleep.
And
it so that we cannot close our eyes and we all have to spend more money on blackout curtains and sleeping aids.
They want, it's planned for this year, by the way. They would deploy 18 by 18 foot mirrors into orbit. This is crazy. It sounds like one of the stupid books you would read, Billy.
Excuse me, I can hear you, ma'am.
Sci-fi. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah,
sci-fi.
That's what I said. So I wanted to find out, like, how much sunlight are we talking about? Like, how much could they possibly illuminate? So once in space, they're going to do an experiment. They're going to send one up.
Oh, my God.
400 miles up, test satellite would unfurl a square mirror about 60 feet wide. It would bounce sunlight to illuminate a circular patch 3 miles wide on the Earth's surface.
So 3 miles at a time, you can get sunlight
on
demand. Where's the line? Like,
well, my question is, how bright is this for people who aren't in that circle of light? And they say it's like looking at a full moon.
Yeah.
So that times, how many did they want to launch? 1,000? 4,000?
Yes.
Wait,
you want to have 4,000?
One mirror is the light
one
of a
mirror
full moon.
Is the light of a full moon.
So 4,000 of that.
Yeah.
On demand.
Imagine.
You have to be able to turn this mirror on at any time.
There would be no darkness anymore.
No.
This would be horrible for human beings.
Migration?
And animals.
The birds are gone.
Right.
Forget about migration. They don't know what's going on.
Look, the real question is, what would you do with this power?
Oh, my God.
Let's say you could rent one of these satellites and be like, hey, I want you to go light up Hope's retirement community over there.
Yeah.
You know, from like 2 till 5 a.m. Because you get up and you leave for work and I want to make sure you're safe.
Uh-huh. Nobody's coming after me in the retirement community. Nobody's hiding in the parking garage.
Not that she can't outrun.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.